Trust. We've all been presented with situations where our trust has met with disappointment. When trust is not fulfilled, we're generally let down. We're disappointed. Sometimes the results are even worse. Brokenhearted, disenchanted. When trust is violated, it's because we gave that person or that situation our confidence. We were confident that they would be fulfilled, that they would meet our expectations. That term is often used by law enforcement as con games or confidence games. That's essentially a dishonest trick, a trick that's been done to get someone else's money. We know how that works. The perpetrator gains the confidence of a victim and proceeds to trick them out of their money. It only works as a result of gaining the confidence or the trust of the victim. When these schemes work, it's sad to see the results. News items are presented on a regular basis citing victims and circumstances of recent incidents of these crimes. We've seen it where people think that they're buying a television or some other large appliance, but when they get the big box home with the pretty picture of the device on the outside, they discovered it's filled with nothing but bricks or other weighty items that give the illusion that it's filled with the content of the picture. Many of us, as a result of this, have a challenge managing our trust. Many of us have decided to withhold trust just as a result of being burned in the past and feeling, I don't know, disappointed about the future or cynical about the future. We withhold our trust. Trust issues are everywhere. There's this famous line that's attributed to then President Reagan, who said, "Trust but verify." Trust but verify. He used it in the context of nuclear disarmament with the Soviet Union. And when you reduce that phrase to what it really means and the bare essence of it, it's basically saying there's no trust at all. That being the case, then what's the point? Why even talk about trust? It's a nice way of saying, "I don't trust you." It's a nice way of saying there is no trust here. Trust but verify. But do we really exercise trust? Are you worthy of being trusted? How many times have you violated the trust of others? How many trust violations from your past are you still holding on to today? And how many of your own trust violations that you may have been guilty of violating trust? How many of those are you in a space right now where you are willing to take those issues to your grave so that no one will ever know? Could it be said that we are all guilty of con games, that we have all perpetrated violations of trust? Of course we have. But rarely do we turn the lens around to look at us. We are far better at pointing to others at having violated our trust. It's worth reflection to determine if trust is a one-way street in your life? Are you more trusting or more trustworthy? Do you deserve to be trusted? Think about that. Honestly, reflect on it. Do you deserve to be trusted? And also consider, how generous are you with respect to the trust that you give out? Is it true trust or is it trust but verify? The real presence of trust could be put into a sacred spiritual context. When we read Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 12, it describes faith in a manner that calls upon us not to rely on our human understanding, not to rely on that which we can touch and feel, but to actually rely on a higher experience of trust, to rely on trusting in the Lord. And here's how it reads from the Message version of the Bible. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure everything out on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. God's the one who will keep you on track. Don't assume that you know it all. Run to God, run from evil. Your body will glow with health, your bones will vibrate with life. Honor God with everything you own. Give God the first and the best. Your barns will burst. Your wine vats will brim over. But don't, dear friend, resent God's discipline. Don't sulk under his loving correction. If the child he loves that God corrects, it's a father's delight that's behind all of this. Trust as an experience with and from God. Trust in the best possible form. Trust in the best possible form is within the context of the conditions of loving God, of loving the Lord. Listen for God's voice in all things, regardless of the conditions. In all things, honor God. That's trust. Living by this guidance is the pathway to enjoying trust in the best possible fashion, and the experience of life will be transformed. God bless.